It is Chelsea in the final of the FA Cup this season, where they will be taking on Liverpool at Wembley on May 14th. And once again this season, it's another cup competition that will conclude with the two sides facing off against one another. In the end, Chelsea did manage to get two goals in the second half after no goals in the first. Deserved one in the end for you, Craig Burley?
Yeah, I think so, and it panned out pretty much the way we thought. Crystal Palace always had a chance, okay, but just that little bit extra quality. And the fact that they've played better recently after that horrible performance against Real Madrid at home. They come out, they demolished Southampton. Yeah, they went out of the tie, but they played well in Madrid, and that set them up nicely for this game, that they didn't make any mistakes. And it sets itself up now for a really good FA Cup final. Not that it wouldn't have been, but certainly Chelsea are a lot closer to Liverpool, clearly, than Crystal Palace, who just didn't do enough on the day. There was that Anderson header that could have made it 2-1, should have made it 2-1. He actually was very good at the back for Palace. He's been a very good signing for them. But I just never felt Chelsea were really under that much pressure. And as Stuart Robson said in the commentary, second half they just took the game, particularly early on, by the scruff of the neck. And then Werner started making a lot more good runs. Loftus-Cheek, obviously, with the excellent finish. And Mason Mount killed it off. Lukaku should have got himself a goal at the end. We'll talk about that. We'll see the pictures on that later. He can thank his lucky stars that it wasn't 0-0 at the time, because that just about sums it up for him. But yeah, I think Thomas Tuchel got the changes just right today. And Liverpool-Chelsea sounds to me like a very, very exciting FA Cup final.
Yeah, there's barely been anything between them this season, and we will show you that a little later. But first, let's look back on what we did see in this game, FA Cup semi-final between Chelsea and Crystal Palace. This was a chance for Palace in the first half, probably the best chance of the
first half. Yeah, there wasn't a lot to talk about at half-time, you may have noticed if you were watching. But this is it's good technique from Coati here, who keeps it down really well. Mendy makes a good save, Anderson's offside, so the flag goes up. And then a nice piece of play from Timo Werner here, a lovely turn. He is looking not quite like his old self, but certainly more like it. And there's no need for Havertz to go down. Robbo said it in commentary. It's a clear dive, it's cheating. Fair play to Anthony Taylor, you can see his position there. Gets it absolutely spot on, and Kai Havertz is yellow carded for his theatrics.
Yeah. And so 0-0 it was after the first half of action. Into the second half we go. Kouyaté narrowly missing a header here.
Yeah, Mendy doesn't make a great move for it. I don't know if he was just a little bit flat-footed. He's backtracking Kouyaté, so gets it off his shoulder as well, I think. Yeah, maybe Mendy just knows it's going wide.
But just to remember as well that it was Ruben Loftus-Cheek who came on for Kovacic who got injured in the first half. Chelsea winning back the ball here, and it would lead to the opening goal, and it was through that man, Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah, it's good skill, good technique, but Mitchell, who has been excellent for Palace this season, gets caught in the ball, actually. The pressure comes from Azpilicueta, who really doesn't give him any time on the ball, just here, sniping around about, wins it back. That puts Palace under pressure. Nice drop of the shoulder from Kai Havertz. A bit of luck off the deflection, but once it falls to Loftus-Cheek, he makes sure that he keeps his head down, keeps his knee over the ball. Get your technique right. He's not under any pressure. There is a small deflection off Anderson, but I don't think the goalkeeper was going to get there anyway.
Just a little bit later on, Rudiger would win the ball back for Chelsea. Werner finds Mount here, and then we would be seeing a second
again
goal.
It's Palace giving the ball away, you know, inside their own half. That's just basics. And Mount has a beautiful first touch here that sets it up for himself. And this ultimately was the game dead and buried. They said there's no pressure. There's, what, four Palace players there, but there's nobody putting pressure on Timo Werner. He's able to just slide that little pass through to Mason Mount, who lets it run across his body. That takes Anderson out of the equation, and it's a very, very good finish.
You mentioned Anderson. He had a massive chance here that he puts over.
Well, this could have made the last, 12, 15 minutes with the injury time very exciting as well for Palace. It would have put Chelsea under pressure. It was the flick on from Ayew. And yeah, look, quite simply, he knows it. He should have at least got Palace back in the game there.
And very late on, it was something that you mentioned as we came back to air.
Yep.
Romelu Lukaku with a big chance of his own.
Yeah, great hold-up play, actually. We saw that a couple of times when he came on using his strength, which is something we're accustomed to. That's really good forward play there. So that part of his game, you're thinking, OK, this is the part of the game that's letting him down. It's just that composure in the box when it's clearly quite a simple finish. It doesn't cost Chelsea in the end, but I think it just sums up Romelu Lukaku's season.
A good response from Chelsea after what had been a difficult week for them exiting the Champions League, and now they are into another final this season. And once again, they will be facing Liverpool. On the ground at Wembley for us, Alexis Nunes, Nadim Anua and Frank Lebothel. Just Frank and Nadim right now, actually, because Alexis is hopefully going to grab some interviews with some of the players, hopefully the managers in this game. But let's hear from Frank and Nadim, who are going to tell us what they saw in that game that was taking place at Wembley today.
Yeah, so Frank, I thought that first half, it felt pretty even. Palace were obviously playing, in my opinion, as well as they possibly could have done. But in that second half, it was a whole different thing for Chelsea. Would you agree?
Yes, I think Thomas Tuchel found the right words to his players to pace up the game, as we said, and then we complained about in the first half. It was a really balanced game, the first half, because Chelsea didn't put all ingredients into their games to make sure they're going to have a good result. And they changed. They went higher on the field. They were more. They put more pressure on the Crystal Palace players, and they created chances. Therefore, scored two goals. It was a better behavior. Therefore, a good result for them, and they did the job after all. And we have to be happy for Chelsea and Chelsea fans.
Yeah, just so we're clear, Frank was very happy as those goals were going in. He was very, very happy.
We're trying to be humble.
There's no bias here, but yeah, Frank was very happy. And in fairness, you know, that second half is what you prefer. It's what you want to see from Chelsea. You want to see them near their best. And I think if they do that, then, you know, in fairness to Palace, Chelsea are just the class above. And, you know, they're so familiar with their time here. And I think it makes for a very, very interesting final. And it's definitely one, like, I'm sure you're going to say Chelsea are going to win. Is that right?
Well, it's possible. You know, remember the Carabao Cup final where he went into penalties to decide who's going to be the winner. So it's going to be tough. You know, with all due respect to Crystal Palace, you know, the expectation for the final was a Liverpool-Chelsea. But Crystal Palace did what they had to do. Yeah. I saw Patrick Vieira and I say, well done for the job done, because there is no complaint whatsoever. Bringing that team to the semi-final of the FA Cup is already a huge performance. So I think the fans cheered up the team at the end. That was fantastic. And we heard more the Crystal Palace fans than the Chelsea fans.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think the other side of that coin is that as the game was progressing, it went 1-0, it went 2-0. They were still singing, but you could see on the field the players didn't necessarily have that belief or know-how in terms of how to get back into the game. And I think that's sort of the nuances that come with playing. Even though you are a professional, for Chelsea, they've been here so many times. And they knew what was required in that second half to really push through. And in some ways, you're sort of thinking, is it going to go to three? Is it going to go to four? Because, like Palace, they had all the attacking players on. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't going to be enough. But, you know, I guess we've got to go back to the studio now, Kenny.
Yeah, Kay has to say something.
Yeah, they've been told to get back. They've been told to shut up.
No, they haven't. Actually, we want to ask you a few questions of our own.
One of the things I'm intrigued about, guys, I don't know, is I've got two questions. One for Nadim. Did you miss the train to London for the Man City game yesterday? Because you're a day late.
And well...
And two, do you think Crystal Palace could have done a little bit more, guys, to pressurise Chelsea, get some more balls in the box, use that physicality? It just felt in that second half it was all a little bit too easy for Chelsea.
Yeah, as firstly for the me not being here yesterday.
Yeah.
Unlike you guys who are pursuing a career in broadcasting, I am still part-time, so I was a father yesterday, and I was with my children enjoying the weekend. So unfortunately, I couldn't be here. But on this Sunday, you know, I managed to be here. And with regards to Chelsea in that second half, Palace in that second half, I think you're right. But then for some of those guys, it's the sort of, maybe they were lacking belief in the key moments. And in the first half, I think they could have been more front foot because Chelsea felt like they were there for the taking. But then as soon as Chelsea got a bit more of a head of steam, you're seeing it's easy for Palace players to take a step back then. Like, there were times, they're 2-0 down, and Elise had the ball. He's like, with 5 minutes to go, and he wants to drive the ball upfield, but there's nobody to pass to. You know, those are little things where when the belief's not quite there and the structure's not quite there, then I think it can get quite hard.
But don't you think some players that we thought would be more involved into the Crystal Palace game were missing today?
Like Zaha, for example. Like Zaha has been their talisman for years now. But then as you look back into the game, think of key contributions that he had. I don't think he didn't create a ton. He didn't go past many people, if any at all. Perhaps some of that was to do with the fact that I thought Reece James was very, very good defensively yet again. But you need people like that to step up on the biggest occasion. Like this is, he's not new to this. I think he might have played the last time they were here as well. So, you know, when some individuals like that, you know, they don't have their best day, I think in terms of an attacking sense, it makes it quite a tough task for you.
Frank, from what you saw today, let's say that the final was played next week against Liverpool. For that Chelsea team, who would keep their place? Who should he be starting, Tuchel? And who maybe does he have some questions over after what we saw today?
Well, if I have to consider that the first half and then the second half. If I consider the first half, I changed the whole team. Really, I wasn't very happy. And well, I was not happy at all about the performance and the reason. It's funny that I didn't see 100% of the Chelsea possibilities into that game. And when they scored the goal, they were crazy happy. I said, why don't you do the job in order to show me that you're really happy, because you've done everything you had to do in order to win that game. I was very disappointed because no pace, no willing to go forward and to press high and to show your superiority that normally as a so-called big team you should show to the world. We didn't see that at all. After, I was very happy with the behavior of some players. Of course, when N'Golo Kanté comes into the middle of the park, but also Loftus-Cheek today,
yeah, it's very, I thought it was good,
it
yeah,
made the
it's
difference because they paced up the game. They were more involved into the defensive aspect of the game. Where, with all due respect for Jorginho, yeah, he's there, he doesn't lose the ball, but sometimes he slows down the game. And that's not a very good thing for Chelsea, especially in that matter. At front, I have to say that Havertz didn't have the great
no,
game
wasn't
today. Werner was I think named player of the game.
Yeah, he was.
But he did the job. He did what he had to do. But really, how many chances Chelsea had the first half? None, I think. It's not enough. It's more than not enough. But there are some question marks, you know, about some failure, the fitness of some players. Of course, Lukaku, when he came on, missed many chances. The one that he hit the post, he should have gone in. So Chelsea has to make sure before the end of the season they're going to react if they want to have a chance to win against Liverpool.
Yeah, and I think as well there's the idea that, you know, they were tired from midweek. And
maybe,
but the fact is they got better over time, so surely they should be getting more tired as the game progresses, which is why I sort of question mentality in that first half, because it seemed like they came into it too relaxed. And as you said, as a favourite, as a guy who's won sit here six times, as a favourite, you have to approach the game in a certain manner.
You have to approach the game. The aggressiveness that they showed against Real Madrid, we didn't see that.
Yeah.
Made a difference. It's why? Because you know that you have to react against Real Madrid, and you think you're superior of Crystal Palace. So subconsciously, you don't do the job properly.
Nedim, if you know Frank Leboeuf has won there six times, that's only because Frank Leboeuf has told you that he's won there six times.
No, I said he's won here six times. He's won here six times.
He
not won this six times.
No, I know. These are the little nuggets that you're only going to know if Leboeuf turns up in the morning at Wembley and tells you that.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing, though. So we were walking just near the Wembley, the steps to go up to get the trophy. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I said, oh, Frank, did you ever win at this new Wembley? And he said, no. And I said, well, I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about Tuchel, going back to the chat about the team, you know, clearly in a perfect scenario with rest, Thiago Silva will come in to marshal that defence in the cup final at the end of the season in the big games. And then the other position, as the boys have chatted about, I think that is debatable who's play, is central midfield. And then up front, Kai Havertz really is not under much pressure because Romelu Lukaku's not in form and hasn't played well. So he can afford to have a little bit in drop in form. Ziyech, you'd think, could put Ziyech up there in the front three with Mount. But Timo Werner's played himself back in, as the guy said he was man of the match, according to the announcer at Wembley. He's played himself back in to be more of a starter on that first 11 by the way he's making the runs, by his form. Yeah, he skied one over at the end, but he played a couple of lovely balls across the six-yard box. So he's given Thomas Tuchel another headache because he's playing better. But I think down that spine is kind of where Tuchel will have one or two decisions to make. The Silva one's not a big decision if he's fit, but certainly in the middle of the park. And then, is there any adjustments to that front three? That will be the little things that he may tinker with for the cup final?
Well, obviously, because he's going to look at who the opposition is. So they've not been able to separate themselves this season. It's draws in both of the Premier League games, and it was a draw, let's face it, in the League Cup. It went to penalties.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing we do know, I would imagine. If this FA Cup final is tight and it goes to penalties, he's not taking Mendy off and bringing Kepa on, right? I don't think he's going to do that.
You may remember that it was Kepa who missed the very last penalty that allowed Liverpool to win. Kelleher scored his, and then it was Liverpool winning 11-10 on penalties.
It was one of the best 0-0s I think I've watched for a while, and then, you know, the penalties were sublime. Not only did he bring Kepa on, he didn't bring him on to take a penalty, he brought him on to save a penalty because his stats were better than Mendy's, apparently, but he ultimately didn't save a penalty. He got close to a couple, and then he was in the unfortunate scenario where he was in panic mode when the goalkeepers had to take one at the end, because most of the penalties were either just, you know, even the poorer ones were almost saved, and some of the penalties that I saw that day from both sides under that pressure were very
more
good.
Pressure because he was the second goalkeeper. Kelleher went first
and absolutely killed his. And then Kepa tried to take the leather off the ball, and it was just sailing high. And there's no blaming him because he's a goalkeeper. It's just part and parcel. But that decision from Thomas Tuchel didn't pay off. But it was a very tight game. And for those that remember the game, Chelsea created and should have scored in that game. Mason Mount had a couple of great chances. So Chelsea could argue they should have won that game, but we're going to hear from, I believe, a guy who got a very good goal in the game.
Somebody who did score a goal for Chelsea today, Ruben Loftus-Cheek, now with Alexis.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kay. We've got Rubes, as I like to call him. He was doing bits in Luton last time we spoke, and now you're doing bits again today. Made it to the final. You came on in such a cagey and kind of slow moment for Chelsea in the first half. What did the gaffer say to you? Because you really changed the game.
No, second half, we changed the formation a bit. And I think that worked. You know, early on, we started to get opportunities and probe. And in the end, the ball just dropped to me, and I tried to get a good connection with it. But yeah, second half we came out with more energy, more riskiness to play, in the final third, and it came off.
And in the first half, how difficult was it to get out there when Palace were definitely making it hard for you guys to even get the ball?
Yeah, really hard, and they worked really hard defensively. Even when they changed to a flat 4-4-2. Made it even more difficult to find a space in the pockets and in the final third. So you try to get the moments on, turning the ball over and countering really quickly. And I thought we had a few opportunities on counter. But I think we took our opportunities well, and, we still missed a few at the end there. So, no, overall, we're really happy with it. Happy to be in the final.
We know that your manager is known to be a tactical genius. How do you think you'd rate this performance today if you've not spoken to him yet?
From the manager?
Yeah.
No, the manager, he always comes up with ideas that, work. And for us players to know that what he's going to do is going to work 9 times out of 10 is great for us players. And we trust him with everything. And we try to carry out, the task he sets us to the best of our ability. And that's why we've done so, well this season in cup competitions and all through the season. But we still look to build on that and still look to improve. So, yeah, the gaffer's been great.
And you're in the final now, up against Liverpool, rematch of the Carabao Cup final, which is probably one of the best matches I think I've seen. Have you had a time to think of that just yet, and what's going to take to get the better of Liverpool this time?
No, we know they're a quick team, and they got a lightning quick front three, and they work really hard, and they press. We've played against a lot of teams that press, but theirs is fast and aggressive. But the games we've played with them before, we've come toe-to-toe with them and held our own. And I think, they'll be looking at us thinking it's going to be a difficult game as well. It's not easy against us, and it's not easy against them for us. So I'm sure it'll be a good game like last one as well.
Well, Rubes, you're in a final. Congratulations. All the best.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
That's friendly, isn't it?
Very friendly.
Well, I have to say, when people talk about a tactical genius, I mean, it's Chelsea Crystal Palace. He's a good coach. I mean, he's a tactical genius. They'd be in the title race and still in the Champions League, which they're not. So, I mean, he's a good coach, but let's get our feet on the ground here. You know, Chelsea would have had a decent performance in the second half. They are the favourites. It's going to be a great final, should be a great final. But I have to stop short at the tactical genius.
Okay,
stuff.
But it's a very nice final, isn't it, guys?
Not to pour any water on the results, but we have to have a little bit of feet on the ground here.
Can we have a word on that?
Yes,
absolutely you can, Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, because Craig Burley and Ruud Gullit, the press will have asked you if you what was your thoughts about Ruud Gullit. You would have said he's a genius.
And a tactical genius.
What do you expect from Luster Chick?
Can we give some context to this then, Frank?
Well, he was a tactical genius when he left me out in the 97 Cup final, Frank, obviously.
He didn't leave Frank out.
No, because I know they were... They left each other not that friendly, not in a friendly way.
I'm always friendly with people, Frank. Come on.
No, you're not as... Alexis is the one. She's cool with all the players. She's got them on, like, not just first name terms,
He did make a difference, Loftus-Cheek, didn't he? I mean, he's got all the skill sets, guys, hasn't he? I mean, he's big, he's powerful, he's quick, he's got super quick feet, he's got a lovely first touch, a good change of pace. I mean, he could play his way into this team. And I think that's the thing for Chelsea, is, okay, I kind of tongue-in-cheek, they're not fighting for the title, they're not in the Champions League, but there's now going to be a real fight for places to get in that starting 11 for this huge cup final in May 14.
Yeah, 100%. I think the way you've described his style of play there is exactly right as well. And when you think about, you know, you play in midfield, when you think about going up against someone like that, you know, it's a tough matchup for anybody because he's bigger than them, he's stronger than them, he's quicker than them. And if he's got a head of steam, how are you really going to be able to stop him? And I think that's sort of the interesting bit, because when you talk about Jorginho, you're not mentioning any of those things for as good a footballer as he is. So I think it was good to see him come on and make that difference, because his type of energy and stuff is what they needed. And then in that second half, as the game became more stretched, you could see the Palace players, like, their shoulders were going down because they're having to chase him the other way. And nobody really wants to be able to do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would be the last.
Yeah, no doubt.
Guys, we can hear from Thomas Tuchel, actually, speaking after this game. Here he is. I'm just going to check in just a moment.
Congratulations, Thomas Tuchel takes Chelsea into another final.
Yeah, nice headline. I'm very happy. We controlled the match and we played very, very disciplined, and we took care about the counter-attacks before they could create counter-attacks, so that was very important. Sometimes a lot of discipline can maybe the game is then not so exciting because we did not take too many risks, but it was not the moment to take risk today. And they changed their system. They did not allow a lot of spaces to explore. They did not allow a lot of chances. So we had to be patient and keep the focus. And this is what we did. I'm very happy.
That sounds like the key word, patience. All about being patient, particularly in that second half.
Yeah, if you win, you can easily say that we are patient, we're waiting. If you concede maybe an unlucky goal or from set piece, you maybe have the feeling that we did not do enough, but it was difficult. They closed everything down. They played since I think for the first time a back 5-3-2, closed everything down. So it's hard because we did also not take too much risk in the coverage of our attacks to not concede counterattacks, because this is their biggest strength. So yeah, it was necessary to be patient and not lose the focus at the same time.
You decided to go with Loftus-Cheek over Conte. That was a decision. It worked out well. What a goal, what a performance.
Yeah, it was about form. Ruben is in excellent form. He had two brilliant matches, and it was also a bit of height. When Kova said he needs to go out injured, it was my feeling was to go for Ruben for adding some more height and a bit more physicality in driving the ball and a bit more threat. At the moment, he was involved in goals against Southampton in Madrid, so he was more involved in goals, and then we needed a bit more goal threat from this position.
Did going out of the Champions League make you even hungrier today, you guys?
No, I don't think so. It was an excellent performance in Madrid, and was a weird feeling because you win and it's still not enough. So we had to digest it. It took us a while, but the occasion was brilliant to put it aside, to refocus. It's not always easy, very challenging for the boys, and they did fantastic.
You know what it feels like to come here and to lose, the hurt, the pain of that, but you get another chance, Thomas.
Yeah, and we will be up for it, of course. I'm very proud to be here for the second time in the FA Cup final. I've been here for Carabao Cup final, so there's room for improvement result-wise. but it means a lot because it's the oldest and most traditional cup competition you can play, and play it in Wembley is I'm very grateful. It's a dream come true all the time, so we will be ready.
He says we'll be ready. He said it wasn't the moment to take risks.
What about that one? He says, congratulations on your win, but you know what it's like to come here and lose. Like, well, thanks very much.
Thanks very much for that. But obviously, no, they've already got silverware under their belt this season, but this is
hold
the
on,
only
hold
one.
Hold on. You're not going to mention the Club World Cup.
Yes.
I should walk off. It's not silverware. It's a glorified friendly. We're talking about the FA Cup final here.
Well, then, if that's your view...
Don't you talk to me about the Club World Cup, right?
If that's your view, then this is even more important. And he says it wasn't the moment to take risks. Now they're in the final again. A second shot against
Liverpool.
Of course
it's my view. It's only apart from a few Chelsea fans that just came on board in the last 20 years. People know what's important. What's important? You ask Man City. You ask Liverpool. They have been going gung-ho most of the time at these domestic competitions. Now, as Frank well knows, the FA Cup in Chelsea's recent history, and I'm talking the last 25, 30 years, and I said it pre-show, has been hugely important, and this club have been hugely successful. And these Chelsea fans have been to Wembley many, many times in the last 20 years or so. So it is big for them. And I disagree in a little bit with Thomas Tuchel when he says, did it make a difference going out of the Champions League? I think it does. It does, because it's the one last thing that they can tangibly go and win. And to win it, they're going to have to beat, we'll see when it all pans out, but arguably the best team in England, if they topple Manchester City, Liverpool that is. So if Chelsea could beat Liverpool, Liverpool in this FA Cup final, that would be a big feather in Thomas Tuchel's cap, because by the time the FA Cup final comes round, Liverpool could have won the league. We just don't know. But what we do know, they're a fantastic side.
And what we do know is Liverpool haven't been able to beat Chelsea in 90 minutes so far this season. This is a nice final, isn't it, Frank? Obviously, as we mentioned, that 0-0 in the Carabao Cup was a very, very entertaining and watchable 0-0. We're in for a treat, aren't we, in this FA Cup final?
Well, I think we deserve it, you know. And it's true that we had a taste of what is a fantastic game that we to watch, and we had that example of commitments of everybody. You know, pace that I always complain about, and I think Tuchel had today, you know, in the press conference, you know, kind of a political, you know, explanation of the patience when you want to talk about being too slow and not, and having no ideas of what to do. So. It's funny that to see how they react according to the team they play. They're not going to be the favorite against Liverpool, and we're going to see that they're going to play much quicker, more vertical, with more ideas, and it's going to be another game because they always go to the same level of the team they play against. So that's very interesting. That's very interesting in the way to analyze the performance of the team and how the team behaves according to the team they play against. So well, I'm sure, because we know how Liverpool is going to play, with the pace they're going to play, that we're going to have a fantastic entertainment. We're going to see who's going to be the winner.
Frank's only excited because Chelsea getting to the cup final means he's going to be on that Eurostar from Paris to London for a freebie weekend again.
Once again. Nathan, what are your final thoughts on the final that we've got and what we saw today from Chelsea?
Yeah, I think to talk about the final first, I think it's going to be another cracker. I think them going up against Liverpool has proven to be a good matchup so far this season. Whether it was, you know, the first game at Anfield where Chelsea are down to 10 men and they tactically, you know, through the tactical genius, get it right. or the next game at Stamford Bridge where, you know, there was a bit of a switch. But, you know, that was another great game. And even the 0-0, it's the only 0-0 we're probably going to talk about all season. Mm-hmm. But it was a very, very good one. It's a shame that it went down to the penalties in the way that it did. But again, it's a really good matchup and it'll be interesting because we can say, you know, Liverpool might be winning the league at that point or whenever. But then also, things might be going in the wrong direction for them. Maybe it's a case of, like, the squad are running out of energy, things like this. And for Chelsea, as they walk on the field, as Tuchel tried to downplay it, this is their biggest chance of, like, I won't say true silverware as such because they have won the Club World Cup and stuff like that, but something relevant to this season. You know, the FA Cup matters. It really, really does. And for them, it's going to be a way to maybe finish the season on a high, because if they finish with another defeat like they did last year in this competition, then you'll get to the end of the season and be asking questions, well, did we go forward or are we moving backwards? And then, you know, for today's game, as Frank was alluding to, they kind of played up to the opposition in some ways. I didn't think they were great. Tuchel will call it patience, and that's fair enough because that's his eye. It's the way he drew it up. But then in the same breath, I like the way he brought on Loftus-Cheek for the things which he did, the attributes which he brought, because it just goes to show sometimes that patience only matters until you can bring somebody on that can add a sense of urgency. So fair play to them and good luck to them in the final.
Speaking of patience, Frank was patient because he said he couldn't go out in his old stomping ground of London last night
because he'd
had
be
to be fresh.
Oh, I thought it was because they were all going to recognise
him. He had to be fresh
him.
For today's game. Both of you used to live in London. Who has the best choice on the old VIP lists? Who's the best? Nadim or Frank?
Listen, you're asking a 54-year-old man and a 35-year-old man with three kids who lives up north what they're going to be doing in London. The answer is probably just going to bed. Let's not even worry about such things.
Don't believe you. Don't believe you.
The thing with Nadim, you know, the problem with Nadim, you know, every time we try to get him out, you know, it was for just a dinner.
Hello.
You know. Never there. Never there. The guy's never there.
He's off. He's
disappears.
Gone. Okay, well, we'll let you go too, Frank. You guys have been great today. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll let you enjoy the West End.
Pleasure.
The final will be here on ESPN Plus between Liverpool and Chelsea, the FA Cup final, Saturday, May 14th. We very much look forward to that one.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Where do we get all this music, by the way?
Some rock pops up here. I'll tell you what, it is music to the ears of the fans of Chelsea. Something to smile about this
good
week.
Segue.
They are through to the final after beating Crystal Palace 2-0. They will be facing Liverpool on May 14th, and it will be right here on ESPN+. See you then.